Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, everyone. This is Vicki Winterton, and I'm really thrilled because today I have with me Kim Buck. Kim is the author of The Thriving Woman's Guide to Setting Boundaries, and I'm so excited to have you here, Kim.
Thank you, Vicki. I'm excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to where you are today.
Well, I have an MBA. I was in corporate, and I hated what I was doing, and I felt like I needed to go in a different direction, and the universe kind of provided that for me. My parents were in a serious car accident back in 2001, and I had just lost my job about a couple of weeks before that, so conveniently for them and unfortunately for me, I ended up providing them with a lot of care. And during that time, when I was exhausted and depleted and overwhelmed, I kept asking my higher self, what should I be doing with my life? What will bring me some joy? And so it just kind of evolved, and it ultimately led me to becoming a life coach, and I work with women. I'm passionate about helping women to get out of the chaos that they're experiencing in their lives because I understand that chaos. I spent 20 years taking care of my mom, and then my dad, and my aunt, and I realized over the last few years that if I had boundaries, I wouldn't have gone through that. And so this book kind of evolved from my experience of not having any boundaries and how essential they are for women.
Well, Kim, tell us a little bit more about the book. Go into it in a little more detail, what readers can expect to get from reading the book.
So the book is based on the concept that we have the right to establish boundaries. But the problem is women don't understand what boundaries mean. We think, oh, it's selfish if I set boundaries. What are people going to think of me? I'm supposed to take care of everybody. And so the book actually lets women know that we have the right to set boundaries. That's the first thing. And secondly, what boundaries really are. Because boundaries are internal operating instructions and external operating instructions. And so what that means is that we have sort of instructions for ourselves that we need to protect and honor so that they say my time matters, I matter, my needs matter. I take care of my words, so I'm using high vibrating words instead of low vibrating words. I have the right to say no. So those are internal operating instructions. And then we have external operating instructions. And by that I mean those are the rules, if you will, that allow people to interact with us in a successful way. And what we don't really realize is that everybody is expecting everyone to have boundaries. Because on a subconscious level, we're all seeking where that limit is. Where's the pushback point? Where's the no? And if women could understand that everybody's actually expecting them to have boundaries, setting boundaries wouldn't be a problem. But we believe that we're not supposed to, it's selfish, and that's just purely because we don't understand what a boundary is.
That is so fascinating. You know, I never have quite thought about it that way, from the perspective that it is an expectation and we just have to set them.
Yeah, and it's very difficult for people to interact with you when you have no boundaries because they're like, where's the point? Where's the limit? And you see this in kids. They push and they push and they push, they're waiting for the snapback point. And then they find it and they go, oh, okay, so that's the limit. That's the point. And they go, okay, now I feel comfortable. Because prior to that, it's very unnerving to push and wonder and try and interact, and we don't know how. And then once we have boundaries in place, we go, oh, okay, interacting with this person is simple because I understand where that pushback point is.
Oh, yeah, that's just so beautiful to think about it that way, because it makes it so much easier to be able to establish boundaries without any guilt attached.
Absolutely. Bringing up I'm glad you mentioned guilt, because that's a big factor for women. Oh, I feel guilty, I can't, I shouldn't, whatever. And in my book, I talk about there's three archetypes, and these were defined by a woman named Crystal Andrus. So we have mother energy, daughter energy, and woman energy. And the mother energy is the typical selfless, doer, enabler, take care of kind of person. And there's sort of two sides to that. There's a taken advantage of. She does everything everybody asks, every crisis, every project at work. She's overwhelmed. She's overworked. And then the other side of mother energy is the intrusive. She's actually taking over your life to do things, to fix you, to clear up your mess. And we also have daughter energy. And there's two sides to that as well. The first side is daughter energy entitled. And this woman is the princess, daddy's little girl, expects everybody to take care of her. The other side of daughter energy is the self-abusive. She has so little self-esteem that she has eating disorders and often suffers abuse from the partner she's with. So these are the archetypes that we've sort of grown up with over time that women are rewarded for being in. And probably about the last 100 years, where we've had a new archetype, which is woman energy. And woman energy is our natural essence. And when we think of establishing a boundary as actually standing in woman energy, we will understand that there's no guilt because it's who we are. It's our natural, powerful, centered, calm essence.
Hmm. Oh, that's lovely.
That's a very powerful image for women to think of. When you think of being in woman energy, you can evaluate every request. Does this take me out of woman energy? Am I required to carry someone's load? Am I expected to do it all? And it gives women this beautiful circle-less essence to stand in and say, am I calm? Am I centered? If I do this, will I be depleted? If I do this, am I taking away a responsibility from someone else that they need to take care of? And just this beautiful essence. And so there's no guilt. There's no selfishness. It's self-full. It's empowering.
That is just so lovely. So tell me if you had any challenges with the book, first of all, because you went through some struggle and challenge to be able to make this happen for yourself. And now you're helping others do that. But in putting that in the book, were there any challenges emotionally for you to relive that? And also, were there any challenges for you just from the process standpoint of writing the book?
Well, the first question was a very good question. As I was writing some of my story in the book, it's like, oh, there's a lot of energy and a lot of charge to kind of relive it and to tell it. And so I had to work through that. And I actually mentioned in my book, there's an energy-releasing process. And it's actually a two-part. The first part is called the emotion code, which was created by Dr. Bradley Nelson. So I use that to release some of the emotional struggles. And then from the emotion code, I developed the magnetic field release process. And I continue to use that to deal with the struggles and the charge that came up. And then the writing process was quite fascinating for me. I love to write, and it brings me great joy. I have so much information. It was, how do I disseminate that down into a book that is valuable for women and that is long enough to be useful but short enough to be read, because we don't have a lot of time. And so, you know, it can't be a 400-pager where women don't have the time to get through it, and it can't be, you know, 50 pages because there's not enough information. So it was this constant, is there enough? Is there too much? What do I do with the extra? How do I make it sense? You know, how is it useful? So there was a lot of, sometimes it was exciting. I felt like I was writing a puzzle. I would write a paragraph for this section and a sentence for that section. And I had to sit back and go, okay, will this all come together? And then it started to unfold, and it's like, oh, this piece goes there, and that piece goes there. And so this puzzle started to form, and it just took shape, and it was like, wow, this is really exciting.
Wow. So how did you set time? We're all so busy, and I know you're really busy because you are doing so many wonderful things as far as contribution to the world, especially with women. Wait, where did you find the time to write? Did you set a time every day? Did you just write when it struck you?
Both. I'm actually quite a structured person, so I set structure, and that works well for me. But I can write in blocks of time as well. So a 15-minute block of time, if I'm really pushed on a day, I'll say, okay, I've got writing time right now, 15 minutes. You can get quite a lot done in 15 minutes. And then I take my notebook everywhere because I get a thought, a sentence, or whatever when I'm out and about, and I can just jot it down. And so then I've got all these sentences, thoughts, paragraphs, and it can all come together, which is what it did.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So if you were to think about what you want your work that you're doing and your book to mean to the world, what would that look like to you, almost like if it were a legacy that you were leaving?
My legacy would be for women to understand that we matter, for women to understand that our time matters, for women to understand that we have the right to say no, for women to understand that we have the personal responsibility to pursue our dreams and desires, and that it is up to us to do it.
Wow, that came so easy for you. You really have that, you're really clear about that, right?
I'm very clear.
What would be your highest recommendation for authors that are just starting out or just thinking about writing a book to be able to make it become a reality like you have?
That brings up a really beautiful point. I was reading something recently, and actually the timing of it was perfect. I included it in my book. Part of the problem for women is that we spend so much time in adrenaline that we don't have clarity. Adrenaline actually blocks clarity, so we don't know what our dreams and desires are. So we need to get into an oxytocin state, which is basically the opposite of adrenaline. And when you're in oxytocin, you have clarity, you have calmness, you have trust in yourself, you have belief, and it is now possible. But when you're running around in adrenaline, adrenaline makes you feel defeated, makes you feel like you can't, makes you feel like you shouldn't, makes you feel like, why bother? And so the key message for that is to make sure you're constantly focusing on being an oxytocin. And nobody is teaching women that.
Wow. So what is the very best tip to get started, to put yourself there? Do you have like an exercise or something you do when you have those days when you're not there and you want to get there?
Well, I can honestly say that I wasn't there for a really long time because I had so much stress from caring and taking care of and la, 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 that finally went, there has to be a better way to live. So it's taking me about 4 years to find the information and integrate it into my life. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to take women 4 years. But I finally found what worked. So one of the simplest things that you can do, and you can do this every day, and it doesn't have to take long, but you have to make the intention to do it, and you have to do it, is to go outside and see the beauty in the world. Because when you focus on beauty, you're in the present, which means you're in a conscious mind, which is where your desires and dreams actually reside. It puts you in a state of pleasure because you're receiving energy from what you're appreciating. When you're in the state of pleasure, you actually activate the pleasure center in your brain, so you get a hit of dopamine, so you feel better. And when you follow through with intention, it puts you in a state of trust with yourself, and so then you start to get the oxytocin flowing. So the minute you start to look for beauty and see beauty, you're in oxytocin. You can do that every day. You can do it all the time. It doesn't take long. And then it starts to build. Because you're like, oh, look at how beautiful. Look at the beauty in your husband's eyes, or look at the beauty in your children's eyes, or in your dog. Or for me, I love being outside, so it's easy. I can look outside and go, wow. But can you imagine if you looked at your children every day and looked at them and said out loud, you have beautiful eyes. They're glowing. You're glowing. You're in desire energy. You're now in creative energy. And your book will get completed.
Oh, I love that. I love that you use that for inspiration, because I guess you can use that for inspiration in anything, including writing a book.
Absolutely.
That is so wonderful, really wonderful. Well, Kim, I know that people will really want to tap into more of your wisdom. Is there a website where they can go to connect with you?
Yeah, it's areyouwillingtobeseen.com. So www.areyouwillingtobeseen.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Kim, for being here. I so appreciate you sharing with so much generosity and authenticity. It's just been a pleasure spending time.
That's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you, Vicki.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And until next week, have a good one.